And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of February, 2007. It was on this day, 1945, Allied planes began the bombing of the German city of Dresden in World War II. At the beginning of the war, both sides said they wouldn't attack civilian targets. Then the Nazis did and used incendiary bombs over London. The British quickly followed suit. By 1943, the British had begun firebombing cities like Hamburg, creating firestorms that reached 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. Hurricane-force winds sucked all the oxygen out of the atmosphere, killed tens of thousands of people. The Allies saw the bombing as a way of forcing the Nazis to surrender. And Dresden was on the list, long considered one of the most beautiful cities in Europe, often called Florence on the Elbe. It was also a sanctuary for refugees from all over Germany. And they made optical equipment there that was used in submarines and fighter planes. And on that day, February 13, 1945, there was good weather, cloud breaks over the city, and the British RAF dropped 2,700 tons of bombs on Dresden, half of them incendiary. An area of almost 13 square miles was totally destroyed. Nobody knows exactly how many people died. Estimates range up to 135,000. One who survived was an American GI named Kurt Vonnegut. He'd been a prisoner of war since the Battle of the Bulge. He and his fellow prisoners had been locked in a slaughterhouse underground, and when they climbed up to the top after the bombing, they found the city had been reduced to ashes. They were given the assignment of collecting the bodies. They found most of the people had died of asphyxiation. Vonnegut spent 20 years trying to write about it and eventually wrote his novel Slaughterhouse Five, which came out in 1969. The war in Europe ended just 3 months after the bombing of Dresden. It's the birthday of novelist Margaret Halsey, Yonkers, New York, 1910, best known for her book With Malice Towards Some, making fun of the British. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "What you have not absorbed by the time you reach the age of 18, you will never absorb. It is finished." Georges Simenon, born in Liège, Belgium, 1903, one of the most prolific writers of all time, wrote over 400 books. A book took him on average 8 days to write. And it's the birthday of Ricardo Guiraldes, born in Buenos Aires, 1886, wrote about Argentinian ranch life in books like Rosora and Shadows in the Pampas. Here's a poem for today by Reed Whittemore entitled The Elm City. The hard yellow reversible wicker seats sit in my mind's warm eye, varnished row on row, in the old yellow childhood trolley, at the end of the line at Cliff Street, where the conductor swings the big wooden knob on the tall control box, clangs the dishpan bell, and we wander off to tiptoe on stones and look up at bones in cases in the cold old stone and bone of the Peabody Museum, where the dinosaur and the mastodon stare us down, and the Eskimo and the Indian stare us down. In New Haven, the Elm City. I left that town long ago for war and folly. Phylogeny rolled to a stop at the old Peabody. I still hear the dishpan bell of the yellow trolley. The Elm City by Reed Whittemore from The Feel of Rock, Poems of Three Decades, published by Dryad Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. And by Samuel Goldwyn Films and Roadside Attractions, presenting Amazing Grace, the true story and song behind the abolition of the British slave trade, opens February 23rd. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.